Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go live to the White House now this morning. Correspondent Karen Travers is there. Nothing yet from the president this morning on Twitter, but boy, the hurricane in Puerto Rico last year seemed yesterday to be overshadowing this one.
Yeah, and it's quite incredible because it was sort of a self-inflicted controversy at the White House when the president tweeted yesterday that 3,000 people did not die in the hurricanes that hit Puerto Rico. And he blamed Democrats. He said that the increased death toll that recently was made official by the government in Puerto Rico was, quote, done by the Democrats in order to make me look as bad as possible. It was notable that you did not have people on Capitol Hill, Republicans, saying that they agreed with the president on this. Most took a tepid response and just said, you know, no, this is how it happened. Because this came from a study of independent researchers at George Washington University last month, raising the death toll from 64 to 2,975. So that now became the official count for the government of Puerto Rico. The president, though, really digging in his heels. He wrote on Twitter that if a person died for any reason, like old age, they were added onto the list because this study found that the problems from Maria in Puerto Rico lasted for months. Lack of electricity, really big issues getting food and water and health care to people that needed it, and that led to loss of life.
Yeah, and so to be clear, that's kind of what they were looking at when they were looking at a new death toll in that study that was done in Puerto Rico, was things that might have result, whether it's a power outage, a loss of health care or medicine that resulted in death, that's part of that new tally?
Caused by the storm, and thus these deaths will be attributed to the storm. I mean, comparing it to, you know, if you get into a car accident and then have injuries and aren't getting the care you need and die a week later, you died from the car accident, not something else. That's sort of what people were saying you could compare it to. But the White House continuing to defend the president on this one, but can't say how many deaths the White House believes is the accurate number. They threw out a bunch of other statistics saying, well, there were some studies that had it less, maybe in the 1,000 range, but we still haven't gotten an official number from the White House as to what they have decided is the death count.
Karen, has anyone publicly come out and backed up what the president is suggesting?
No. I mean, like I said, you had Republicans on the Hill. Everybody's trying to distance themselves from that. Certainly, there were commentators and analysts who were saying that he had a point, and the storm itself, the rain, the flood, the wind didn't kill 3,000 people, but that's not what this study was looking at, and that's not how the government in Puerto Rico was now assessing the death toll.
You know, looking at what might have prompted the president to tweet that, I'm thinking the only thing could have been his own comments about Puerto Rico before and then the backlash to that. Is that the only thing that really you think of that could have prompted him to tweet that yesterday?
Yeah, a lot of it, again, it's the president all week. He's continuing to talk about Puerto Rico while the White House says he's totally focused on Hurricane Florence. But that's certainly, you know, we didn't see the president yesterday. So all we had were these tweets about Puerto Rico instead of a message from the president looking forward, giving, you know, reassurances or warnings to people who are dealing with this potential impact now from Florence.
All right, that's Karen Travers reporting live from the White House this morning.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.